I'm sorry? What? Oh no, I don't need any help. Oh, I was not staring. Look, I'm not one of those guys who lamps women on trains or anything. One of those creepy guys. Or lamps. Lamps as looks. You know, like the lamps or the eyes and look, it's slang, I'm sorry. What was I looking at? Well, I was... you know, actually, if you must know, I was looking at the book you're reading. Yeah. Oh, I just thought I'd read it before. And in fact, I'm certain I have read it before. Yeah, it's very good. Yes, it's very, very good. My favourite part? You know, I don't really want to say because you're not finished it yet and I'd want to be a big spoiler. I don't want to throw a spoiler in the works. Oh, you well, if you insist, my favourite part was when the main character meets the handsome and mysterious stranger. Yeah, I feel like things really took off at that point. Oh no? Well, you mustn't have gotten to that part yet, so. Yeah, that is so. You know, if you'd like, I could tell you more about it. May I? Ah, oh, this is so much better. The view on the side of the train is far more lovely. So, this stranger, okay? He sees the heroine of the story sitting alone on a train, and he's immediately transfixed by her beauty. And so he asks if he could sit beside her, and at first she's hesitant, but soon the ice breaks and they begin to talk, and they laugh and they chat, and she is completely charmed by him because this guy is really charismatic and funny. And when the train's about to stop, he invites her to the best cafe in the city, and she is so enamored by him that she agrees. Oh no, she didn't play hard to get. It would make a very exciting story, you see. Because this man was so charming. Yeah, and mysterious. So she couldn't resist him. Also, she could tell that he was sincerely interested in getting to know her. And deep inside, she knew it could be the start of something really special. What happens next? Well, the train comes to the final stop, and they leave together, and they find the little cafe, and they talk the day away, and most of the evening, and they explore every corner of the city together. Neither of them noticing the passage of time, and their eyes only for each other. And with every passing hour, she falls more in love with him, and he with her. And you know, it's almost like they've known each other forever. You know? True lovers are already in each other and all that jazz. Yeah. Well, then the sun sets and they share a very, very romantic kiss under the stars. It's a really lovely story. How does it end? You see, I don't know because they haven't come out with the second book yet. Would you like to know how it ends? Oh, look. The last stop is about to come. Well, it was wonderful to meet you. Oh, that's a beautiful name. It really is. My name is Gail. Can I help you with your bag? Here you go. You know, I hope you enjoy the book. Goodbye. Oh my. She is so beautiful. Look back. Please, please look back. Yeah? Oh yes, it's very nearby. Yes, it is the best in the city. I promise it's the best coffee in the city. So do you wanna... Oh, great. So, what brings you to this lovely country? Oh, that's interesting. And do you plan on traveling around or... Ah. You know, I can recommend some really nice places if you like. Yeah, I can. I mean, you could head west to County Kerry and you could see Tralee and Killarney, the beautiful lakes, the mountains, the rivers, the people, the music, you name it. Yeah, it is very romantic. It's the west. The West is the best. Yes, it is the best. Is your coffee nice? You see? And so doesn't that prove that I know all the best places? Okay, at least one. Will you ask me something? No, don't be shy. Will you ask me something? Okay, ask me if I'm a tree. You know, like, hey Gail, are you a tree? Yeah, like a tree with leaves. No, of course I'm not a tree. What a strange thing to ask someone. You know, Tada Hula Gahalan, I just said you've very beautiful eyes and a lovely smile. Yeah, it's a genuine smile. And your eyes, they're not only beautiful, they are very kind too. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to embarrass you. I'm sorry. It's just that I get a little buzzed after coffee and I get a little giddy and I'm sorry. You know, getting back to the book. You know when I said that they share a kiss, the first kiss under the stars? Well, actually, that's not where they share their first kiss. No, I just remembered where it was. It was in the best cafe in the city. Yeah. Where the... can I... Oh my God. Did you feel that? That was amazing. You know, you could do with a guide, an Irish guide that could help you see the best of Ireland, you know, get it all in. Yeah, the best places. The places where the crack is. No, not that crack. Not crack. The crack. Oh, this crack talk has me cracking up. Speaking of the crack. The crack. Do you want to hear one of my god-awful jokes? Are you sure? Well, if I'm going to be your guide, you're going to hear a lot of bad jokes. Okay, you sure? So, Steven Spielberg, he wants to make a movie about three famous composers, but he wants to challenge his audience perceptions, you know, being a genius and all. So instead of inviting Ralph Fiennes and Daniel Day-Lewis, he invites Bruce Willis, Sylvester Stallone and Aaron Schwarzenegger to lunch. And he outlines his plan and he asks each of them who they'd like to play. So Stallone says Beethoven, as he's intense, focused, and moody, just like me. And Bruce Willis says, well, Mozart, because he was wild and wacky, but he always got the job done, just like me. So they all turn together in expectation to Arnie, who's sitting there deep in thought. And he slowly looks around, looks at each of them, and he says, "I'll be back." Oh no, don't go looking for another chaperone. I thought your coffee makes me giddy. So why don't we start your little adventure right now? You could take my hand and I could walk you around the city and show you all the sights. And maybe, just maybe, we could wait for the stars to come out. And we could kiss. Yeah, I know we've already kissed, but we could cut that part. That part of the book. Oh yes, it's going to be a bestseller. A true romantic classic. Come on. Let's go. We've got so much to see and so much fun to have. Let's go.